How true are these words of the poet Rilke? In the difficult are the friendly forces, the hands that work on us. In the difficult are the friendly forces, the hands that work on us. Love is difficult. Like it or not, by the time we were in the second grade, we probably had learned most of what we would learn about love. The second grade. This is not to say we are not capable of learning more, nor that we can unlearn some of what we have learned, but those things will not happen unless we make incredibly conscious efforts to reshape our deepest understandings of love. We call this spiritual growth. Love is not even easy with people we like. My sermon is about loving the people who we do not like. Do you recall Rilke's truth? In the difficult are the friendly forces, the hands that work on us. Now press this truth to your heart. The difficult ones, the people we do not like, are the ones who have come into our lives by design or accident to teach us something essential about how to love others. And perhaps most essentially, to teach us how to love ourselves. The wonderful thing about all this is the difficult ones have a way of just showing up. I've never heard of anyone having to go looking for a difficult boss, colleagues, neighbors, parishioners, or children. Presto, they appear. There isn't much we can do about them. We're usually stuck with each other. I'm here today, a day before Valentine's Day, to propose a very simple solution. Send them a Valentine. Surely there's enough time to put one in the mail. It may arrive a little late, but you can mail it on Valentine's Day. I can almost hear some of the thoughts buzzing around inside your head. I can hear them because they're buzzing in my head as well. Some of you are making a mental list of the difficult people in your life and are worried you won't finish by sermon's end. Some of you are trying to find a loophole. Only now you rationalize those people don't really matter, or you've gotten good at avoiding them, or they could not possibly have anything to teach you. And some of you are thinking this whole premise is irrelevant, since you've long figured out how to keep anyone from getting to you. Now if you're one who's figured out how to keep people from getting to you, consider whether there's an offhand chance people find you difficult. Don't be surprised to find a flurry of unexpected Valentines showing up in your mail docs sometime soon. I am, of course, talking about symbolic Valentines. Valentines representing a process of spiritual growth and healing. This process, for most of us, is typically initiated by encounters we would not choose, relationships we struggle in, lessons we would just as soon avoid. All initiated by those people in our lives who challenge our capacity to be whole and healthy. Maybe the difficult person in your world makes you feel guilty or angry or powerless or dumb or unworthy or invisible or judged, even physically ill. Perhaps these feelings are more profound than you realize. Without intentional and conscious efforts to understand our pain, most of us stay trapped in unsatisfactory and conflicted patterns. Oh, we manage in all kinds of twisted ways. Drinking, drug abuse, anger, fatigue, depression, or violence. We do this not in hope of healing, but it's our attempt to mask the pain. We opt for the comfort of familiar behaviors, even if they are destructive, over the unpleasant prospect of understanding our most basic feelings about ourselves. Spiritual beings, not only fully capable of love, but innately worthy of it as well. That's a lot to live up to if you've always thought you didn't deserve it, you had to earn it. We are here to teach each other otherwise. And there you have a one sentence summation of why we're here. I should make it clear. No one is a difficult person to everyone. That would be too easy. In reality, the person I would rather never see again may be the first person you look for. Typically, the difficult people in our lives are unaware of their impact on us. They're just going along, minding their own business. They're just being who they are, for reasons we can never fully grasp. Upon some deep and honest reflection, most of us can see the difficult people open our old wounds. All too often we blame them for our troubles. We indulge in this luxury when all they've done is remind us of an old wound. Created in a time past our remembering. We are tempted to hate them for something we ought to thank them for. It has been my experience that all spiritual growth happens in relationship. It may be our relationship with God. It may be our relationship with the spirit of life. It may be in relationship with the community of people. It may be in our relationship with a friend, a lover, or a child. Inevitably, spiritual growth, that is, growth in compassion, humility, forgiveness, and love. Now, for everyone, you know, I know spiritual growth, this is an edgy term for people, but don't be afraid of religious language. This is simply what it means. Growth in compassion, humility, forgiveness, and love. And it happens in relationships that are committed to unity. Spiritual growth responds in healing ways to anything that fosters separation or permits brokenness. And here I mean unity, not as sameness, but as mutuality. Great spiritual growth can happen in our closest relationships, as they have the most at stake when unity is threatened. A spiritual challenge that most of us face is seeking that spirit of unity with people we find most difficult. It's the last thing we want to do. I fail at it regularly. I am leaving that it's not impossible, but I'm learning that it's not impossible. There are a couple of basic disciplines that make it a less absurd concept to imagine. First discipline, be aware of judging. Our judgment is an unfair lens to use if we want to see the whole of another person. Second discipline, accept the situation for what it is. Perhaps this is not the person we'll ever like, but here we are. We need to deal with it. Third, try to see the good in others. We need to challenge ourselves to be fair and open, to see more than one dimension of another person. And last, the fourth discipline, be kind. We've got to be kind towards people we find difficult, not because of what we know about them, but because of what we do not know about them. Doing all that won't make other people less difficult. That's okay. That's not the point. The point is being responsible for our own spiritual growth. The point is being responsive to the opportunity afforded us by the difficult people who come to us unbeckoned as teachers and guides. It is intensely difficult work, this spiritual growing, and is not without risk. To be trusting is to be vulnerable. Some caution is required. Not everyone is equally committed to the principle of unity or the effort required to sustain it. But I'm here to tell you, yes, tell you, that you do have to be each other's Valentines. No exceptions. And old jealousy does not excuse you, nor does your position on politics or some other ancient disagreement, your seniority in your company, or your very judgments about each other. These are all just smoke screens to keep you from seeing each other in your fullness and your worthiness. Every splendid, ornery, generous, judgmental, complicated, devoted, and difficult one of you had better figure out a way to be each other's Valentines. If we can't find a way as Unitarian Universalists, what hope is there? We are here on this planet to give one another the love we need most. And it may be that some of what we need will be delivered to us by the difficult people we know. So be brave, be patient, be open, be trusting, be true, be my Valentine. Our benediction. Go in peace. Live simply, gently, at home in yourselves. Act justly, speak justly. Remember the depth of your own compassion. Forget not your power in the days of your powerlessness. Do not desire to be wealthier than your peers, and stint not your hand of charity. Practice forbearance. Speak the truth, or speak not. Take care of yourselves as bodies, for you are a good gift. Crave peace for all people in the world, beginning with yourselves, and go as you go with a dream of that peace in your heart.